الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن العزيز والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما آتاكم الرسول فخذوه وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا واتقوا الله إن الله شديد العقاب وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من صام رمضان ثم أتبعه ستا من شوال كان كصيام الدهر أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. My dear respected brothers and elders, as you all know that this is the month of Shawwal. It is a very blessed month. It is said in the hadith that one of the reasons why Shawwal has been kept Shawwal is because all the sins have been lifted up, taken away. Shala means that the tails of the camels are lifted. So this month is called Shawwal is because the sins of the mu'mineen are lifted. They are lifted away and taken away. So it is a very blessed month. It is a month in which we should show our appreciation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how do we show our appreciation? Is by doing an extra amal. By doing an extra amal. So if you look how Sharia has taught us to give thanks, is by doing this. Is by doing extra amal. This is why after Ramadan we do two extra rakat. We do an extra amal. Those two rakat Salatul Eid is not replacing any farad on that day. You still have to perform the five farad. It is an extra amal that we have to do in appreciation. And this is what Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did, that he increased his ibadah so much so that his feet will become swollen because of standing long rak'at in salah. And when he was asked that your sins have been forgiven, why are you standing so much in salah? He would reply, "Afala akuna abdan shakura?" That do I not become a subservient and a thankful servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So in appreciation of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had bestowed upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would increase his ibadah, that throughout the whole night he would stand up in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala performing nawafil. So he would increase his ibadah. This is to show the appreciation of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given him. Likewise, my dear respected brothers and elders, we have been very fortunate to keep the fast of the Ramadan. We have been very fortunate to be given the month of Ramadan. We have been very fortunate to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during the month of Ramadan. We have been very fortunate to give from our wealth in the month of Ramadan. So for that, my dear respected ones, elders, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has even shown us how to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how is that? Is by doing 6 extra fasts in the month of Shawwal to appreciate what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us during the month of Ramadan. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the opportunity He gave us to fast throughout the month of Ramadan. So the appreciation is to do those six fasts in the month of Shawwal. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so benevolent that although we are doing it out of thanks, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not leave it without any remuneration. He still rewards us for fasting on those 6 days. And what kind of reward, my dear respected brothers and elders? Subhanallah. It is no optional fast. It is the same reward that one gets for fasting the fara'id in the month of Ramadan. Any other optional fast, my dear respected brothers and elders, is rewarded as an optional fast. But these 6, my dear respected brothers and elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give the same reward that what one gets for fasting in the month of Ramadan. So Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Man sama Ramadan thumma atba'ahu sittam min Shawwal kana kasiyami dahr." That whosoever fast throughout the month of Ramadan and then follows it with another 6 fasts in the month of Shawwal, then it is like as if he has fasted throughout the whole year. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is being so benevolent, is being so kind to us, that He didn't ordain the whole year in fast, but He is giving us the reward of the whole year. Just by doing 6 fasts in this month, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give the whole year of reward of the fast that what one gets for fasting in Ramadan, the fara'id. And we all know the reward that is given for fasting in the month of Ramadan. That if one fast of the month of Ramadan was put on one scale, and the whole years of fasting, optional fast, was put on the scale, on the other scale, the scale that which has one fast of Ramadan will outweigh that scale. That's how much reward it carries for fasting one day in the month of Ramadan. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give that a whole year's worth of fasting, of fard fast, just by performing 6. Just by performing 6. Again, another speciality of this ummah and another great blessing upon this ummah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala multiplies every single reward by 10 times. This is the minimum that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has reserved for this ummah. Whatever amal they do, it will be doubled and it will be multiplied minimum by 10 times. Man ja'a bil hasanati falahu ashru amthaliha. That whosoever does one reward and can bring it to me, preserve it and look after it and bring it to me, I will multiply that by 10 times. That is the minimum. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can increase it by many times more. Wallahu yudha'ifu liman yasha. Allah can increase it for whom He likes much more. That is after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's sheer rahman, sheer mercy. But the minimum that He will give is 10 times. So the fast for the month of Ramadan, He will get the reward of fasting for 10 months. And then for fasting for 6 days in the month of Shawwal, He will get that minimum another 2 months. فصيام رمضان بعشرة أشهر وصيام ستي أيام بستين أيام بشهرين. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the fasting of the month of Ramadan will be multiplied by 10 months. It will be equal to 10 months. And the fasting of the 6 days will be equal to 2 months. أَوَذَلِكَ صِيَامُ الدَّهْرِ. And that is how it is for fasting throughout the whole year. So that is full 12 months. Just by doing this 6 fast. Just by doing this 6 fast. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase it minimum by 10 times. And that goes for every reward. Samarqandi, a very big sheikh, he writes, the once one Arabi, he came to the Rawdah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he started asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, "Oh Allah, out of respect of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, oh Allah, give me 4,000 dirham." He didn't ask for Jannah or anything else. He asked for 4,000 dirham. And the Arabi, they were known to be very simple and very naive. So what was in his heart? He said, so he came to the Rawdah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, making dua to Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. "Oh Allah, out of the love of this servant of yours, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, give me 4,000 dirham." Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu, it was at that time in the Masjid Nabawi, and he heard this Arabi asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for 4,000 dirhams. He goes, "What are you doing? You come here in front of the Rawdah and you ask for 4,000 dirhams? What kind of respect are you showing to Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? People come here, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for Jannah and ask for forgiveness, and you asking for dunya? You asking for dunya, 4,000 dirhams? Because you don't know what difficulty I'm facing." He said, "I owe somebody 1,000 dirham. I recently got married. I spent 1,000 dirham in my marriage. And then I had to give 1,000 dirham to my wife as mahar. And then I bought a horse for 1,000 dirham. I went for jihad. This is why I'm in debt 4,000. So I'm asking Allah 4,000 dirham. What's wrong with that?" And Hazrat Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala said, "Okay." He took him. He says, "Wait here." He had a land. He sold that land for 12,000 dirhams. How many thousand dirhams? 12,000 dirhams. And straight away he gave that Arabi, "Here's your 4,000 dirhams. Go and repay your debts." Another 4,000 dirhams, he distributed amongst his neighbors. And another 4,000 dirhams, he gave it to the general poor people that were there. And he has spent full 12,000. Following day, when he came to the Masjid Nabi, he saw in the minbar, there was 3 bags full of dirhams. 3 bags full of money. And each bag, there was 4,000 dirhams. There was 4,000 dirhams. And at the bottom, there was ayat al-kareem which was written, "وَمَا أَنْفَقْتُمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَهُوَ يُخْلِفُهُ." That whatever you spend in this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will return it to you. And whatever's kept in the akhirat, there will be no decreasement in that. So the reward that he will get in the akhirat is there. But in dunya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed Hazrat Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala an, that whatever he spent in this world, he got it straight away. He got it straight away. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever we give, he will return it back. And he will at least minimum multiply by 10 times. The reward that we get in the akhirah will be minimum by 10 times. This shows that what he gave, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has reserved it in the akhirah. And he has written, he saw it in dunya, that this is the reward he's getting. And Not only that, the straight away the reward that he got his money, he got whatever he spent. This is why Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, ma naqasa malun min sadaqah, that due to sadaqah, wealth does not decrease. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us firm belief in that. Once we have firm belief in that, my dear respected ones, elders, never ever will we find it difficult to give in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Never. Never will we find it difficult. And this is why the Sahabas, they were prepared not just to give their wealth, they were prepared to give their health and their life. Because they knew what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has reserved. This is why Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that if Jannat and Jahannam was to be brought in front of us, our belief in the Akhirah will not increase nor decrease. This is how strong their belief were. This is how strong belief they were. So much so, at the time when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was doing Hijrah to Medina, he said to Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, "Oh Ali, you stay behind, sleep on my bed, and tomorrow morning this amana that I have, give it back to its rightful owners. Give it back to its rightful owners." Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that wallahi, that was the best night that I have ever slept. He said, "Why?" He said, "I knew that this night I will never die. Every other night I don't know if I'm going to wake up tomorrow. But this night I knew that I will not die. Because Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told me that when you wake up in the morning, you will distribute this wealth to the people and this amana back to the people whom it belongs to. So I knew that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whatever he says, can't be wrong." This is the faith and belief they had. And it happened like that. When the Kuffar of Makkah, they came and they're about to put the spear inside, they're thinking that this is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Somebody stopped them. "Okay, let's check who it is." When they open, it's Hazrat Ali. And he's there sleeping, snoring away and having good night's sleep. "What happened? Why you woke me up for? Where's Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? He left last night." "He left." They left him alone. He goes, "Why are you here for?" "I came to distribute the amana." Remember, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was Amin. He was given the title of Amin even before he became a Prophet of Allah. He was such a trustworthy person. So people had no other bank. The bank, the bank of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Anybody wants to give anything, give to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We know that he won't devour it. He won't eat it up. So this is how much trust they had with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Again, this is all the signs of Rasul. This is all the sign of prophethood. Showing the signs of prophethood. Here is a man, never ever told a lie, never was dishonest. And today he's saying something. So how can that be wrong? Here is a man who lived amongst you, never to read or write. And today he's telling you something. These are all signs to show that he is the Prophet of Allah. So my dear respected brothers and elders, as I was saying, that this is the month of Shawwal out of appreciation. And again, those who are given tawfiq of fasting in the 6 days of this month, that is a sign that their Ramadan has been accepted. Their Ramadan has been accepted. So if we are able to fast these 6 days, then that is the sign that our Ramadan has been accepted. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to fast these 6 days in this month.